Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It does sound like a war. Listen.
Kill them with friendship.
There's a little guy looking for connectors.
We're here in Mosul. Carter. Sounds like we're in Mosul.
Oh, is that Mosul?
Yeah. Mosul.
Hey.
In the Middle East. And there's just artillery falling everywhere. Bill, I can hardly see 3 miles out to the east. So I'm doing war coverage here.
I got it.
What are you doing?
War viewing of the coverage.
War viewing of the coverage?
I don't know.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I'm making a little diary audio.
Well, that's nice.
While we're out here on the 4th of July watching the,
the explosions.
Fireworks. We're in a place in the valley where you can see, I don't know, how many of these are there, do you think?
You can see about four cities.
About four cities worth of fireworks going on. Whoa, look at that. That was like a Christmas tree. Any thoughts?
No thoughts.
None at all? Not at this time?
No comment.
No comment? Let's talk about the issues of the day. How do you feel about Donald Trump running for president?
No comment.
Oh, come on now. Who are you voting for? You're 19 now. You can vote.
I feel like there's no choice.
There's no good choices this year, are there? It's Billary or Trump. Drumpf. Dump Trump. I agree. Let's talk about other issues of the day.
Let's not talk about that.
If there was an earthquake right now, what would you do?
I'm not sure.
You know, we live on unstable faults in the world. It's called the Wasatch Fault.
Yeah.
And one day, we expect it to be a huge, earth-shattering, completely nationally disrupting earthquake that would be centered right here in Salt Lake City. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
You're just going to not worry about it? You don't have you have a bunker somewhere you can go hide?
No, but I've learned all the systems.
Systems?
Yeah, as a kid, they teach you in school, get under your desk, or, you know, if you're outside, don't go into a building because you'll get murdered by bricks.
So you know about all the tricks to survive.
Yeah.
What if, okay, let's say the earth, who's doing that?
Paul Schrader.
Oh, it's Paul. Okay, do you know, if zombies attacked,
zombies.
What would you do then?
I know what I'd do.
Well, I should preface this by saying my subject, Carter Johnson, is terrified of zombies. She doesn't like the idea of them. It's always bothered her. She won't watch a movie with zombies in it. She won't play a video game with zombies in them. If she can get them cartoony, then that's fine, but no serious zombies, no Walking Dead, none of that. So with all of that knowledge, if there were zombies and it happened right now, what would you do?
Probably panic.
You just panic and that'd be it?
Yeah.
How are you going to defend yourself?
We have many weapons.
Like?
Like my sword.
We don't have any guns. We do have swords.
Lots of swords, knives.
Yeah, we have some knives and swords.
Baseball bat.
We've already, me and you have already come up with a plan for that.
I don't remember.
Well, we usually, everywhere we go, we plan like what we would do if it happened then or there.
Yeah.
We've talked about it here, but I don't remember. But I think we have a few different destinations.
So what's the first thing we do?
We go to Andrew Adams to get guns.
That's right, because he's got like 50 guns or some crazy number.
But then we'd get guns, but then we'd just come home, and I don't know where we went after that.
We want to go somewhere.
We planned this out before.
Well, we need to go somewhere where there's a bunch of food and people and resources. Yeah. We want Steve around, because Steve can build anything.
Yeah.
Who else? Do we know anyone else?
We need Dylan.
Dylan? Okay, Dylan will be there. How about, what are we going to do for food?
I don't know.
Maybe we should wallop in a Denny's.
All right.
Does that count as food?
Well, yeah, because there'd be food at the Denny's.
We have Denny's.
What do you mean, does it count as food? Denny's is good. Isn't it?
We'd probably have to.
It can be.
There are worse things.
There are worse things.
Hilarious that you said Denny's is good. Isn't
well,
it?
All right, so Denny's isn't great, but it'll do in a zombie apocalypse.
In a pinch.
Can you hold that for me? Don't drop it. Don't set it down.
I like their griddle things. So.
Griddles?
We'd probably have to hunt for food.
Oh, all right. So what would be, like dogs and cats and stuff, or what?
We have to eat dogs. I don't know.
Do you know that Salt Lake City was rated one of the best cities to stand? To withstand a zombie uprising apocalypse because of the way that we're gridded out in a grid.
Yeah.
And it's easier to move people, block people, create...
quarantines.
Yeah, create quarantines or, like, what do you call that? Perimeters. Yeah. Like, all that kind of stuff, and to kind of shore things up.
Well, I think we'd probably go to the temple and hold up there.
So we could hide in a temple,
yeah,
or we could hide in a...
It's high up.
What is the biggest, coolest building to hide in, though, that would have the most food? Because you need food
and
medical stuff.
They have a huge storage underneath it.
How about a hospital, though? Like a great big hospital? That's all. You need all the medical care and stuff.
That's where the zombies start.
No.
That's where everybody's going to go to the hospital to get, like, medical supplies and stuff.
Okay.
So it's gonna flood too fast.
How about... how about the Delta, or not, what are they called now? Energy Solutions Arena?
No.
No, it's
way too many people.
No, too many people crammed in there?
Yeah.
It's called something new.
It's called
Vivint.
Harry Butts R Us. Oh, yeah, Vivint Home
Improvement
Center Happiness Time. Happy Time. Family Happy Time. It's the worst thing ever. It should be the Delta Center still.
A little civilization would probably grow in that.
Okay,
I
got it.
Like Diamond City.
How about, because we're in such a small, I mean, because we couldn't go too far, it's not like we can all just go, let's take a leisurely drive because there's zombies everywhere. We could go down to the theaters down there.
To the theater?
In the
Century.
Megaplex.
Megatubs. Megaplex.
Megatubs. Megatubs of popcorn.
Megatubs. Megaplex. Well, smoked pizza is eating like a howitzer here. We had smoked pizza tonight. That's going to start the zombie apocalypse.
We know where to, go
if we want to save any nerds. They just be in the Warhammer store.
That's true. There's that Warhammer place.
Store.
If we need any nerds. Hey, we need some big, bearded, fat, slow guys. Do the Warhammer people want to volunteer?
That is so mean.
Only to the Warhammer people. I have a lot of friends who are Warhammer people.
Yeah,
I like Warhammer. I just got Total War Warhammer.
Well,
I'm putting together a little Warhammer model kit.
Yeah, so we're Warhammer people too.
Oh, yeah, but
you're like dissing on them.
Dissing on the Warhammer people.
Dissing on them. All right, street talking tough types. What?
Whenever we went, most of them were super skinny.
Ah, yes, the street-talking tough types.
Ah, the street-talking tough types. What were you saying?
Most of the dudes in there when we went were, like, skinny and had glasses.
Oh, well, good. Then they'll be able to see and fit through small places.
There was also a girl.
And eat less. What?
There was one girl.
She was a Warhammer girl?
She was one of, like, the game masters or whatever.
She had
I don't know how it works.
What's a game master?
Game.
Oh, game master.
Not a game master.
No, I thought she said game master. I don't know.
Use your brain.
You know, it's my favorite equipment at the gym, the Game Master.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so what was my point?
I don't know.
So zombies, it'll be rough. It's going to be rough, guys. We got to band together, save our food.
What about like a nuclear apocalypse?
You were saying just the other day that you'd probably eat Rainer.
Yeah, she'd be a meaty, tasty treat.
She could also hunt for us.
No, she's a wuss.
She's an idiot.
She'd see an animal to hunt and she'd pee. She'd go, oh, a deer.
Wow, that's pee.
All right, fair enough.
I like how we got onto this subject.
Well, Carter wants us to change it to it. She wants a nuke scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too easy.
No, nuke scenario means most of us die. We don't really survive that. And there's like fallout and like cancers.
And, like, you can't hunt as many animals and things because they're irradiated.
Yeah, everything's irradiated. Her idea is terrible.
That's true.
She doesn't like the zombie idea, but it's the better scenario. I would rather have that than nuclear destruction of the world is not better than zombies.
Yeah, you have a chance with zombies.
I feel like you die faster, though.
You die faster with zombies?
No, with
Oh, yeah, if you're at the
exactly.
ground zero or whatever. But if you're, I don't know, if you're 30 miles that way and you just catch the tail end of it, you're just going to be all mutated and have five arms or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Fine.
I'd be chill with that.
Well, and cancers that would eat you up and kill you. Not just the arms. The arms aren't the only benefit.
You'd probably still be with people, though. With zombie apocalypse, you don't know who's going to get infected and who has already been infected.
Anybody.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, in these shows like Walking Dead and these different books and genres and stuff, or genre takes on the zombie apocalypse idea, they always act like nobody, everyone's a jerk and nobody's going to band together and work together.
I have more faith in humanity.
I do, too. I don't believe it goes like that. I think that way more people would band together, pool their resources, work together, try to help each other, police themselves.
Yeah, there would be a lot of those people. There would also be a lot of, like...
But way less of those.
People who want to screw up everybody else.
No, I agree. Yeah. There would be people that want to watch the world burn and steal everything and beat everybody up and all that. I get it.
I can name a few.
There would always be those people.
I can name a few as well, but only a few. I can name a vast majority of people who would say, all right, what do we need to do? I can do this, you can do that, let's do this together. Then whatever happened that way. Like, Walking Dead is great, and I love it. But part of why I like it is because it's this fantasy about a world where everyone's awful. Like, the zombies are the least of everyone's problems. They're just the pivot point.
Well, maybe they're just saying that's how it's going to be, so that if there is a zombie apocalypse, it'll be like...
People will not do that?
Yeah, people will not be like that, and it'll be a pleasant surprise.
A pleasant surprise. Yeah, oh, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
I just put a stake through somebody's face and killed them, but what a pleasant surprise this news is.
Wow. That was really violent. What? So visual.
All right. All right. Well, then I guess that's it.
Yep.
Any final thoughts?
No.
Nothing at all? You don't want to say anything
else?
A weapon of choice during the apocalypse. Let's say you cannot have a gun of any kind.
A melee weapon.
A melee weapon. What do you go
with? Probably a machete.
A machete?
A machete.
Carter, what would you do?
Baseball bat.
Really? Would you augment it with a nail or cover it in barbed wire?
I feel like you get the blunt force without getting I feel like if you are surrounded, blunt force is better because you can knock back.
But that's the thing.
But you get that sword stuck in somebody, you're screwed.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. But people always say that swords and things like that are a bad idea because they can get dull or rusty. But that's not a problem. It's still going to... It's still going to do a lot of damage because it's a big metal stick.
Yeah, I like the idea of a good baseball bat, not a wooden one.
No, I have a big metal one in my room.
You do?
Yeah.
For what occasion?
For baseball, generally.
Oh. you mean for a baseball game? You don't play? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I
just dumped cold water on myself. Did it get on you? Sorry. Sorry. Backsplash. Sorry. All right.
You just smacked your water down.
Sorry, honey. I'm going to go with a bat wrapped in barbed wire.
That'd be good.
Yeah, so I can lacerate them.
Wood's hard, though. What if you break it?
Yeah, and it gets breaks? Old. And yeah.
No, I have a metal one.
Could be an aluminum one.
I have an aluminum bat.
I don't know.
Aluminium.
How about I hit you with it and we find out?
Wow. Yeah, well, it's got to be something. That's why a sword is good, because it's metal, and it's even if it rusts or dings, that's not going to be a problem.
You still have good blunt force.
Still have a big
metal stick. I agree with that.
Stick, yeah.
Yeah, a sword's okay. Hammer be good for close range. Yeah.
Hammer would be great.
Like the claw side of the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Pickaxe.
Morgan, what would you kill a zombie with?
Zombie?
Yeah.
One of those, spiky ball things.
A mace?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a morning star?
You know, they're going to give all your other surviving friends a big boost of confidence when you say,
I'll take the spiky ball thing.
What is this, like a zombie apocalypse story?
And they'll say, send Morgan out for the first raid. She's the captain of the guard.
Is she going to a store for, like, weaponry?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yes, I'll have the spiky ball thing.
It's in the armory, honey.
Well, for, I'm saying we didn't have guns.
It has to be melee weapons.
Okay.
So she wants a mace. Nick wants
a machete.
Machete. You want a baseball bat. And I want a bat with a with wrapped in.
Spears.
You want a spear? Because you want to keep them at length.
Yeah, mom could have the.
Mom wants to keep
together,
them at length.
Together, we would have like a sweet D&D group.
Honestly, just a.
I don't think that'll count for much.
Just a metal pipe would do pretty well.
Yeah, a metal pipe.
Just a pipe.
How about That's really. What else is there?
Boomerang.
Okay, if you could only have one thing from your kitchen drawer, like a kitchen utensil.
Yeah, a knife.
Knife's kind of the only thing. Kitchen,
yeah, like a good sharp knife.
What else would you take?
What?
I said, what are you expecting us to say? A cheese grater?
Yeah, take a cheese grater.
Oh, that is dark.
A Mr. A microphone. Wait, that's not a kitchen thing.
Microphone.
What am I trying to think
like
of?
A pitchfork. Dad,
stop.
You just heat it up really.
Like a pitchfork or a baling fork would be kind of good.
In the kitchen?
No. Just like as a weapon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, is this being
I could see a shovel.
Oh, yeah, I'm recording it.
Shovel works.
Yeah,
for a thing I'm going to... I have to put, I put this up on the internet for people to hear. Okay. Did you have anything you'd like to say, Lauren?
No, not really.
Okay, great.
Does a bow and arrow count?
A bow and arrow counts. Unless
because it's not a gun.
We're still not talking about the kitchen, are we?
No.
Yeah, you
there's
can do a bow and arrow.
There's nothing else in the kitchen. A cheese grater than
all you can do is a knife.
We're done with the kitchen.
Yeah.
A bowl. Like a frying pan.
That's true. Frying
pan. Yeah, you do a frying pan.
But that's not in a drawer.
Like in the cartoons where you hit him in the face and it turns into the shape of the frying pan.
That's not in a drawer.
Sure it is. We have some in a drawer.
Go keep them in drawers.
We do. Big drawers.
No. Big like cabinets.
Yeah, cabinets.
Those are like drawers.
Those are similar.
You could use
listen to those.
This is going real long.
What, this recording? Yeah, we're done.
All right.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carter.
You're welcome.
Bye. Right, thanks, Morgan.
Thanks.
Always happy to be here.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks.
Anything else to say?
No, nothing really.
Anything else there?
No.
All right, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Sorry, Britain. Screw you. Okay, here we go. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.